From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North, in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations. Sug King said he hopes to get cooperation from China.
Well, we continue to work together to urge China to implement existing Security Council resolutions, especially Resolution 2270, and to work with us to make sure that North Korea's behavior and their deliberation changes in a more productive and positive direction.
World powers are considering new sanctions on North Korea following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. Syrian media say the government of President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it also will honor the ceasefire. Turkey, which sent its military into the multi-sided conflict late last month, announced support for the truce, which is to begin at sunset Monday. An initial poll in Croatia's parliamentary election Sunday indicates the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition were in the lead, but there was not a clear winner. According to the poll, the People's Coalition won 58 seats in Croatia's 151-seat parliament. This is VOA News.